Nirupama quickly adapted herself to the routine life of the mission compound. They allowed her to skip the kindergarten. The teachers were intensely interested in her, both on account of her story and her natural lovableness. She was a charming storyteller and sang beautifully. Before long, she was the most popular girl in school. She admired her teacher, Prabhat Baido, very much. Prabhat was a Christian. She taught the children about Jesus Guru, all he stood for, and his loving life and sacrifice. She inspired in her pupils a deep reverence for the Christ. She taught them to speak with him even though he is God. A picture of him hung in the classroom where the bright brown eyes could linger on it. Nirupama spent a great deal of time gazing upon it. About the Guru stood a group of children of many races. In the Guru's arms was a little Indian girl in a red sari. The Guru reminded her of her own daddy. Her uncle and brothers delayed their coming. Nirupama wondered why they did not come, but she made excuses for them. There was the work on the farm to keep them busy. They probably knew that she was in good hands and did not worry about her. They might have come at the Durga Puja, but probably they were too poor. Nirupama was leading a busy and useful life, learning much from books but vastly more by contagion. In school, she was forging ahead. At the end of 6 months, she had reached the third grade. She learned to cooperate more gracefully in all the varied work of the compound. Learned, too, that being a Brahmin was not an excuse for partiality and that no work could possibly degrade her unless she went about in it a hurtful spirit.